We're doing the laws of Shabbos. We're discussing borer. Kos mashkim sheyesh bahin psolet. You have a cup with a drink, and then you have some sediment. You have some waste, something you don't want to drink from the cup. B'chigon kos kafeh sheyesh b'tachtav shmarim. For example, you have a cup of coffee, and on the bottom you have what they call in Hebrew butz. You have the unfiltered coffee. If you want to pour out the liquid that's on top, and you want the sediment to remain on bottom, that's considered like taking out the food from the waste with your own hand, and that's mutar, we said, adjacent to the meal. Whenever you're going to use it, so then you may do that, because you're actually pouring out. It's like taking it with your hand. We said if you're going to do it by hand, and you're taking out the food from the waste, that's okay. Even though the cup is helping you, if you didn't have the cup there, everything would be all over. So the cup is helping you in filtering. Nonetheless, being that the cup is not actually doing the filtering, there's no actual filtering through the cup, it's just you're using the cup as a means of pouring out the liquid. That's considered like you're doing it by hand, and that's permissible prior to the meal. Samuchla, obviously, adjacent. He says, if you leave a layer of liquid on the bottom with the sediment, so then you didn't even do borer, because you left the mixture. And then he says it would be permissible to do this even not adjacent to the meal. So if you want to make a big finjan of coffee at 5 o'clock in the morning, and then you want to pour out the top layer for the meal that's at 9, 10 o'clock, he says, leave on bottom a mixture. Don't take out the full liquid. Leave on bottom a mixture of liquid and coffee, and then that's okay.